When you have fulfilled your Swadharma, you go into the Vanaprastha stage. Now, anciently that meant that you actually did go out into the forest, and you became, of all things, it's called a Shramana in Sanskrit. S-R-A-M-A-N-A. And it is thought that that is the word shaman. You see, what happens is this then, that an individual who all his life long has played the social game is then says, well, now I've done that. I've assumed this role, I've become identified with tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, whatever it was. But now who am I? Really? In order to find that out, I have to go off by myself. Why? Because you have a role conception, a mask conception of yourself, because other people tell you who you are. We are constantly, in every social interchange, in the most common remarks, telling other people who they are. Everything leads up to that. The way I act towards you, the way you act towards me, tells me who I am and tells you who you are. For example, you come and sit here and listen to me talk. You are, by doing that, telling me I'm some kind of a teacher. And you're telling yourselves that you're some kind of students. And that's only one thing, you see, one little incident. In business, every day, in your housework and everything you do, everybody around you is telling you what you are and who you are by expecting certain behavior from you, which if you're a reasonable and socially inclined person, you perform, because that's what's expected of you. So you are told who you are. So when we come, we'd had enough of that, you see. But he says, no, let's not listen to all this anymore. That's why the Shramana, or the Vanaprastha, one of the first things he practices is silence. It's called Mauna, M-A-U-N-A. And he may take a vow not to speak for a month or a year. And after about a month of Mauna, you don't only stop talking, but you stop thinking in words. And that's a very curious experience when it happens, because all the senses take on a tremendous intensity. You see things which you've never seen before, because you stop codifying and classifying the world by thinking. Sunsets appear incredibly more vivid, and flowers are enchanting. The whole world comes alive to the Mauni. The only danger is this: the Mauni has to be careful, because he loses all moral discrimination. In other words, if a Mauni gets involved in a riot, he joins the riot, because that's just the way things are going, you see. And so he has to be careful. And that's why, in this state of Vanaprastha, the new man in the game will seek out a guru, a teacher, who has been through the whole discipline of yoga or whatever it is that is practiced by a Vanaprastha, and will help him out and see that he doesn't get into trouble. That's why a guru, when he accepts a student, is always said to become responsible for that individual's karma. Karma, you know, means activity, and also the results of activity. So you see what's happened. This man who goes into the Vanaprastha stage of life takes off every sign that would identify him as someone. He does away with his name. He does away with the usual clothes he would wear and puts on usually a yellow or some kind of a robe, or he may more often than that be really naked, and may have a loincloth or not even that. And often these people cover themselves with ashes, and their hair is matted, and they don't take care of themselves that way anymore, because they're outside the pale. You see, they are outcasts, but they are upper outcasts. Below them are the lower outcasts, known as today the Harijan, the name that Gandhi gave them, the untouchables. And the untouchables were the aboriginal peoples of India. When the Aryan invasion occurred, at a rather vague date, but shortly after 2000 BC, the Aryans formed these castes, and the people who were originally in the land, like the Indians here, were considered to be outcasts. They were beyond the pale.